okay, I'm going to walk a quarter mile today. And then once you do the quarter mile, you're feeling like, okay, let me add another mile to that. And then this evening, I'm going to do another 2 miles. And then maybe later on today or first thing in the morning, I'm going to try 4 miles because I really want to get these inches off. I really want to get these pounds off. I want to get in shape. Does that sound like anybody you know? I went through a phase in my life where I wanted to do strenuous exercise to get the results I wanted in terms of my fitness. Of course, this was many years ago. But thankfully, I learned that sometimes less can be more. And today we're going to be talking about that, how strenuous exercise can actually lead to your death. Well, we're going to talk with Dr. Blackman. He is a chiropractor and a holistic doctor and an expert when it comes to exercise philosophy and also holistic stress reduction. And he is on our show today. This is What's Inside You, Mind, Body, Energy. And you're talking to Linus from PraiseWorks and Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond e-magazine. Welcome, Dr. Blackman, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. And I know a lot of people would think, how could strenuous exercise possibly not be a good thing? But explain to us a little bit about your philosophy and why you feel that sometimes too much exercise can have the opposite effect.
Well, let's start off by saying in Japan, the Japanese word is karoshi, overwork, death. Mm-hmm. And that's what people here are doing. They've turned exercise into work, and they overwork and overexercise. What you just told me, by being strenuous, you overwork the heart, the brain. And what you do is you cause damage to the heart and the brain, and you don't know it. It's called repetitive trauma injury, or repetitive injury trauma, because you're traumatizing the brain, the heart, the hips, the low back. Because you're overexercising and overworking. A regular gym, you go into an ordinary gym. Mm-hmm. People are unfit, overexercised, unhealthy, and they have no clue. Medicine won't tell, because medicine is, as you know, healthcare today is a broken system. They tell you how to, they tell you to exercise, but they don't tell you how to exercise. And they don't know about holistic medicine or holistic healing, what you and I are going to talk about today. And that's why you see sports clinics which treat the injuries, which are skyrocketing right now, from injuries from overexercising and overworking the heart, the brain, the muscles. That's repetitive trauma injury. And you will break down. People are more like zombies today. They're just going to the gym. I just talked to a man from Europe. Mm-hmm. His son have a collapsed lung. Why? He's been in the gym 4 hours a day. He's a young guy. He's only 21. His lung just collapsed. This is what's happening. I was in a room in Santa Monica where one young man, 28, had a herniated disc. The young lady was doing the dance, a dance. She has a stress fracture in her hip. We're killing ourselves, Linus, and we don't know it.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Blackman, because I was a dancer in my other life. I've had like at least three or four. I'm a cat, three or four lives. But before, after I graduated from college, I danced professionally. And do you know, the majority of the people I used to dance with, those who are still alive, because I'm close to 60, they have had hip replacements and knee replacements. And you know what most of them blame it on? Some of them went on to more mainstream type stuff because that's where the money was at the time. In fact, some of my dancers, I was a classical dancer, but some of them went on to modern dance and then into jazzercise. Now, in jazzercise, there's a lot of high impact on concrete, exactly, on concrete floors. And so now these dancers, some of them have had two hip replacements, knee replacements, but not only that, I've seen people exactly that belong to my health club. You don't see them for 6 months, you come back, oh, I had a knee replacement, oh, I had a hip replacement. It seems to be such an increase of all these replacements of knees and hips. I don't remember hearing about this when I was a little girl, my mom's friends having hip and knee replacements. Why is that? Why are our joints and knees and hips and things breaking down on us?
You hit it on the head when you said your friends, personally, you know people have had knee and hip replacements, and you're right. High impact, high velocity, go to a spinning class. They stuff 60 bodies in there. There's no ventilation, and they go on for 45 minutes. You are wearing out hips, knees, joints, ankles, heart, brain, overloading that system And it's what I call, in my book, by the way, which I don't know if my publicist told you, but it's called The Antidote. And with that, we opened up what we call a new gym. There are no treadmills. There are no spinning classes. There are no weights. It's a whole other way of being fit, the actual way of being fit. People are so out of touch with their bodies and minds, they're destroying themselves and they don't know it. Look at medicine. Number one, medicine is the third cause of death in this country. 250,000 people die from medical mistakes.
Isn't that something?
People are dying from heart disease, Linus.
Isn't that something?
Eyes, athletes, major athletes just falling over. It's called sudden cardiac arrest. They fall over and they're gone in 4 minutes.
It's
called
sudden
cardiac arrest. No one talks about this. Medicine has become predators. It's a predation. Why? The money is big.
Mm-hmm.
A knee replacement is $45,000 for a 40-minute procedure where they do, basically, they put a prosthetic in there and they do what they call an amputation. They cut off a part of one leg and part of the other. That's an amputation. And then shove a prosthetic in there. You might get an infection. You got to spend 6 months to learn how to walk again. It's not your knee anymore. It's a prosthetic.
Right, exactly.
It's a piece of plastic and titanium. God didn't design us that way. Whoever your God is or however you believe, we're not designed to cut out parts. That's wrong. But medicine has found an industry, a billion-dollar industry, which is now becoming a trillion-dollar industry. People at your age, my age, we're talking the boomers, the baby boomers, are coming at a time in their life when they're seeing an increase in Alzheimer's, an increase in heart disease, an increase in diabetes. Why? This is medicine's bailiwick.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
What's Inside You, Mind, Body, Energy. My name is Lennis, and we have with us today Dr. Blackman. He actually knows what he's talking about, folks. He's a graduate of Columbia Institute of Chiropractic in Manhattan. He has been a holistic doctor of chiropractic medicine for over 40 years and has literally decades of R&D in healing arts. He has found in order to be truly, to be well, you must treat the whole person. And those of you who have been listening to me, mind, body, spirit, it's so important.
Someone comes to you to be treated, you treat them. This is something very important to them, their well-being. It's sacred. We have to treat it, care for them in a whole new way. Medicine has missed. They missed out. They only have an arsenal of drugs that kill pain. You don't kill what you feel.
Right.
You don't cut it out. And those drugs, most of them are toxic.
Right.
Humira, look at the TV set. It's every channel is promoting drugs.
Unbelievable. I don't. 40 years ago, doctor, you didn't see that on television. But it must be working because at least half of the ads, especially during the day, people who are sick are at home, they see this stuff and they take it to their doctors. And in many cases, the doctors, if they order this stuff, they get kickbacks and everything else, and the cycle continues. And now you begin to get sick from the symptoms of the medications that were supposed to fix the symptoms. And that's really one of the key issues here. They treat for systems, for symptoms.
Instead of finding out what causes it, what can contribute it to it inside and out, including your environment, you have to look at the whole person and look at that microcosm that we are so much connected to and find out what's causing this. How do we get that? Now, you don't have to be in pain with my way of doing things. My gym, the new gym, is about listening, not waiting until you break down and then you run off to the medical doctor who's only going to prescribe drugs, because you're right, it's symptom-based. We are the paradigm shift over here, where we're going to find the cause, whether you're in pain or not in pain. to help you be well in such a grand, beautiful way. Medicine missed it. I worked with combat vets for years, and they were in that battlefield, kill or be killed, brother against brother.
Mm.
And what happened is you cave in. People are feeling that in the workplace now. That's why you see PTSD, post-traumatic stress. They have it in the gym. They're overworking and overusing. Can you believe this man calls me up hysterical? His son's in the hospital because his son's lung collapsed. Mm. From being in the gym 4 hours a day, it didn't make any sense. Overworking, over-exercising, and most importantly, overuse. These knees and these shoulders are not meant to be overworked and overused until they tear up, they tear down and break down.
Exactly.
And medicine says, oh, sure, we love it. We'll go in there, we'll operate, and we'll charge you, we'll bill your insurance. And maybe I sound cynical, but that's how it goes.
That is how it goes. So you have written a wonderful book that really has some answers into that. In fact, the name of the book, as you mentioned earlier, was The Antidote. That's the name of the book, everybody, The Antidote. What is The Antidote? I know you have this fantastic philosophy that you've mentioned the New Gym. What is that? How does that work?
Well, a lot of it is talks about how when we go into overload in the gyms, as we're talking about, in the workplace, and we overbooked and overscheduled and overtired and exhausted, the stress degrades into a non-organic substance called drudge that mimics cholesterol. It isn't. It's something else that I have found. That's my research. And the book, it's all about play and humor. You know, there's Senor Don T. Rump, who's building a wall. And there's people like L. Don Hubbub of Violentology. I talk about pop culture in a fun, playful way, in a healing way. Because without that play in our life, we're too serious, we're too scheduled, we're too overbooked. The brain starts literally from overuse shrink. And harden. Why do you think we see an increase in Alzheimer's and dementia?
Mm.
Why? Why are we seeing this? Look at Michael J. Fox. He's a young guy. He got Parkinson's.
Right.
He had all the money and all the fame, and look at him. He's a mess.
Mm.
These are famous people. Mm. Look what happened to him. Look what happened to that. He's still very, very ill because the brain died. It's called neuron death. And most people out there are going through neuron death. Their brains are dying, and it affects the heart. Medicine has zero answers for it because they don't. It's not in their pathology decks. It's not in their textbooks.
Hmm.
It's outside the box. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you come to me, I get you off-grid, away from institutionalized medicine because it's killing us.
So,
and that's their bread and butter, of course.
If I were to come to you, let's say that I had some back pain, which is very common for people to come to chiropractors. And in fact, chiropractors
right.
are so much more than back pain. There's so much
you,
more than that. But let's say I had back pain or hip pain. What kinds of things would you walk me through that would take me away from the idea of traditional medicine and fixing it through surgery and pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, depending upon how long you've had it, the chronicity, is it acute, is it chronic? I want to know how long you've had it.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the pain? Let's find the cause. Now, then let me look at your schedule. What are you doing every single day of the week? Are you too busy? Are you overbooked? Are you overscheduled?
Mm-hmm.
Most people are in, like the world we live in, Linus, unrest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a toxic state of restlessness is what I call it. We are way over tired and overworked and exhausted. We're a lot of people, especially the boomers, they're running on fumes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to restore, recharge, renew, replenish. Those are the things we have to do, that energy that you talk about. That's the life force.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's drained out of you, you turn into a self-destruct machine. You're self-destructing and you don't even know it. The finite body, because that's what the physical body is, as we know. I know how to take that body and find out what's causing it and how to make life much fuller. You see, we have to take those risks. You're talking about taking risks. When you come to me with pain, the pain is talking to you. It's an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
It's your crucible. Listen, get in touch with what's going on here. Please, you're ignoring us.
I have something to share with you, Dr. Blackman, that's personal. It just happened to me last week. My husband, who is 58, I'm 59 in June, he's 59 in November, and we're talking right now in September 2016, depending on when you're listening to What's Inside You, Mind, Body, Energy. We have to be in September 2016, but you might be able to listen to this in 2017, but either way, this is relevant. I was away taking care of my grandchildren, our grandchildren. He was not being watched by me, so he got up in the middle of the night and went to a donut place that makes donuts like at 2 o'clock in the morning. You can get them fresh with gooey and sugary and all that. So he had some donuts. Prior to that, earlier in the day, he had had some hamburgers. Now, normally, doctor, he does not eat this way, but he's been craving this stuff. And I told him, I said, normally when you're craving bad stuff, something's going on with your body. You need to check it out. Something you're missing, you know, new sugary, magnesium, potassium, something's going on. So anyway, of course, he didn't listen to me. I'm just the wife. What do I know? So the next morning, he woke up, and he had these sharp pains on his left side, sharp pains in his chest. Wasn't sure what it was, drove himself to emergency. They admitted him because he had had a mild heart attack. Now, when he started thinking about it, doctor, he realized that he had had warnings at least two other times in the last couple of months that he just kind of wrote off and ignored as, you know, gas or, you know, whatever. But it was his body trying to tell him, you know, help me. stop doing what you're doing.
And people tune it out or they take painkillers.
I couldn't.
That's why you want to go. It's called, what I do is preemptive medicine. Come to me. You don't have to be hurting. Why does there have to be the chest pain? Right. Come to me before it. Let's cut it off at the pass so you don't break down. You see, he didn't do that. He didn't listen. Fried dough. Salt, sugar, fat? Of course, that's all a donut is. It's fried dough, period.
Exactly.
Fried dough.
And
a hamburger, salt, sugar, fat, carbohydrates.
Yes.
That are terrible for
and
you.
And then
trans fats. See that? Trans fats? Horrible.
Yep.
And, you know, of course he's going to break. The heart's going to say, please help me. Hey, yo. Whoa. And so, you know how it says, yo, you get a pain in the chest and you go, uh-oh, I got to wake up. And you run off to ER. This is the medical model.
Right.
You fall for it. You become the victim. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
He fell for the whole medical model.
Here's the interesting thing, doctor.
He's already ready. They got him ready. They're sharpening those knives.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
They're going to schedule to move a valve or whatever. They got to open your chest. I just saw a doctor who went through this. $500,000. I said, why did you do that? There is an alternative plan.
I know. And here's the interesting thing is when he first went there, he was on blood pressure medication. And high cholesterol medication.
Yes. Okay, that's an issue.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Okay.
Now, blood pressure, sometimes that requires medication. High cholesterol, that's a lifestyle change. But the interesting thing is when he left that hospital, he didn't have two medications. He now has five medications they want to put him on.
Of course. That's their business.
Yes. Telling him that he's going to need that for the rest of his life. Now, you and I both know, except for maybe with the blood pressure, most of these things are
taken for the rest.
Yeah.
Of course. They get the pharmaceutical houses get richer, the doctors get richer, and he gets sicker.
Exactly. And you and I both know.
Because he's not correcting what's causing it.
Exactly. If you go to causation, then you can make those.
It's a heart attack. That's what's going on here.
That's right. That's
refined
exactly.
Carbohydrates? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Just told me the refined carbohydrates, fats, trans fats. He's got it. You know, he's gonna fall over. I'm just being brutally honest here.
No, he knows that, and I mean,
he is in such danger. He has no idea.
Absolutely, he knows that.
Wait for the major breakdown and then open his chest, mm-hmm. either give him a new heart or replace valves for anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000. That's why the hospitals have heart transplant teams and liver transplant teams. Look what they did to poor Steve Jobs. Owned the biggest company in the world. They couldn't save him. What they do, they took out his liver and then he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did a liver transplant on Steve, poor Steve Jobs, owner of Apple.
Isn't that
with
something?
With his treatment, they couldn't save him. That's how failed, broken medicine is. It's broken. Your husband, they didn't tell him anything except give him pills that'll, he needs to get off all of that.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, he's in.
Absolutely.
He is in trouble right now.
He is yeah. blessed that he happens to be married to a holistic health coach. I know exactly what he needs to do to turn it around. And he is going to turn it around because it scared him. But not everybody,
yes,
you know, not everybody has access to that
yes,
kind of information.
Listen to his beautiful wife. She's making sense. Hello.
I'm telling you, I'm going to play this broadcast for him. But the good thing is that there is hope. And part of it is that you need to realize, listeners out there, that your body is already giving you signals. If you're in some kind of pain, it's not because necessarily you stubbed your toe 2 years ago and the toe's still hurting. If you stubbed your toe 2 years ago and the toe is still hurting, something is up. Now, I'm being facetious, but still, sometimes the aches and pains that we have gone on for years and we ignore it. You need to find a trusted alternative practitioner that is not necessarily AMA. And I'm not necessarily anti-AMA. They, American Medical Association, they have their place, but you've got to become an advocate for yourself. I am totally against the idea of someone going to a doctor's office, laying on the examining table, and then that's all they do. They don't participate in their care. That's your body, your temple.
Yeah.
You're responsible
yeah.
for it. Do your homework. Get alternative opinions. Don't take just the first one. And the second opinion you go to does not necessarily have to be the second opinion of another medical doctor that is an AMA. There are holistic practitioners out there, such as Dr. Blackman, who are highly specialized and qualified when it comes to alternative practices of ways that you can be well. And one of the things you should do right now is go and get Dr. Blackman's book. Dr. Blackman, where can they find your book, The Antidote? How can they purchase
it? It's on Amazon.
Amazon, okay. So we definitely want to do that. And also on our page there, for those of you who are listening on your iPad, your computer, desktop, or whatever, your phone, you can click on the link there and it will take you directly to his site, which will also take you, give you directions on how to purchase the book. One more thing to ask you, Dr. Blackman, because you have so much information. We could talk here for another 2 hours. What about, what would be the basic thing that you would tell someone to do that wants to begin to change their lifestyle in a way that honors their mind, their body, and their spirit? What's one of the fundamental things they need to do?
Let's start with the simple basics. R-E-S-T.
Mm.
Let rest. People don't not even know how to rest. They don't. They're so exhausted. They're so busy being busy. They think that needing to do more in a safe, this is safe, normal, safe, and predictable. This is how they live it. The risk is to change that, mm-hmm. to find the paradigm. People are not ready. They're so bullied. And the scare tactics of medicine, you know, with the cancers and the Alzheimer's and all the, you hear all of this, and it's promoted on that TV set, all those drugs promoted, they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars, they blitz the TV, take all the drugs, throw them down the toilet, flush them down, start all over again, and start with rest. We do restobics. You've heard of aerobics, of course. Mm-hmm. It's been here. I was around when Jane Fonda was doing it up north and in Santa Barbara, and she's had a hip replacement, by the way.
As quiet as it's kept, is that right?
Yes, yeah, it's from pounding that hip. I told her right up front. I says, you're overdoing it. And I used to examine the people coming out, and they'd all be stiff. Oh, this feels so good. I said, but you can't walk. Look at you. You're taking baby steps. What's up with that? Well, it's a little stiff. Of course you're stiff. You overdid it. You see what I'm saying? They're wearing themselves. People are wearing themselves out. This planet is wearing itself as a result of what we're doing. We're overdoing it. We don't know how to rest. And yes, food, nutrition is important, but food is fuel. You have to simplify your life.
so right about the idea of rest. I struggle with that myself. I had to really begin to reprogram
myself. You're
missing
out on something.
I have to reprogram myself that it's okay to take a rest, to take a nap. In fact, it's extremely beneficial.
Yeah, just rest. Restobics.
Yes, right.
And I show that. I show the posture, the breathing, the movement. I have a whole series of movement exercises involved with restobics. You can do it in your home. You don't have to go to a studio or a gym. There's ways of doing it anytime. I can do restobics, which includes a form of meditation. It is. It's a very, very, very effective way of doing that. I can be in a supermarket behind somebody, and I can show you how you can immediately move into a posture that will increase your breathing, change the way you're looking at life. In the moment, you got to be in the moment. It will calm you. I'm telling you, you have to be in the moment. It's about here and now. People forget that. They're so busy with what's going on tomorrow or what they got to do yesterday. The present, there's no time like the present, but they don't see that. They've lost complete sight. It's obscured. It's a blur.
Yes, you're
and so their life becomes just this, you know, this calendar, a gridlock. It's like a toxic gridlock. You're in a gridlock. What do I do now? Where do I go now? Put that all aside. Simplify. There is another way. We will find another way. I tell people, be amazed, fascinated, and wonder constantly. And the only way you can do that is to drop it, tune in, and turn in. That's not a 60s. That's a millennial thing.
Mm-hmm.
Drop it, meaning all that stuff you think you need, which really doesn't really have a lot of meaning to it. You just put that much more meaning into it because you think it's on my calendar. I need to do it because it's the normal thing. It's the same thing and the predictable thing. Be unpredictable. Take those risks to be outside the box. That includes rest.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
This mind has to work. You have to increase its elasticity, its pliability, and we're not listening. And then the heart starts to disconnect from the brain, and that's where medicine comes in. Then you get the sudden cardiac arrest.
Right, exactly.
Losing hundreds of thousands of people. They talk about terrorism. That's the terrorism.
That's the terrorism.
Domestic terrorism. It's medicine, not ISIS. Okay, there's ISIS. All right, we lost 50 people, which I'm sad about. I think that's horrible. But what's worse is what medicine's doing. Medical mistakes, Linus, third cause of death in America.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And we are
thousand.
We are
the number one cause is heart. Heart. And no one's looking at it.
And
No one's looking at it. At its worst, domestic terrorism.
And you're absolutely right, Doctor. You're absolutely right. It's such wise words. That rest thing really goes against our culture because we are a very stressed out, going from one stress to another society. If we could ever flip the script and really take a look at making ourselves a priority. Making ourselves a priority.
Yeah, we're rewriting our DNA to be overly busy, and we're driven by that. It becomes a habit. It's like that's the new heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Being busy, going to the gym like that young man and working out for 4 hours, and then your lung collapses or your stress fracture.
Yes.
Or aneurysm blows in your brain and you're dead in 2 minutes from a stroke. I know I'm taking it extreme, but that's what's happening today. Hey, Linus.
That's not, you know what, doctor? That's not an extreme. It's what's really happening.
Thank God your husband's alive. He could have been dead.
Yes.
He doesn't even get it. He still doesn't get it. I'm sorry. He doesn't get it.
Nope. It takes a continual re-education of our minds to really latch on to the fact that we really do have the ability to change how our lifestyles impact our health.
And the heart. The heart of
absolutely
us.
The heart. And the heart is at the heart of it.
People
absolutely.
Forget about the heart. It's not mind over matter. Mm-hmm. This is the wheelhouse. This is the pumping station right here.
That's right. And when that's not working right, then everything else falls apart. Dr. Blackman, thank you so much for
all your knowledge
and for your passion.
You.
Oh, thank you. And for all of you listeners out there, please, The Antidote. If you haven't read a medical type book before or a book that has to do with your health, start doing it by reading this book because
right.
it's an easy read.
Let me interrupt you for 1 minute.
Yes.
1 minute.
Yes.
I also have a song on... on YouTube called Trump's Junk. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Trump's Junk, Dr. Blackman, Dr. Blackman, Trump's Junk. And we are in the midst of one of the greatest crises in American history.
I agree with you, Doctor.
Trump's Junk. The Antichrist might be voted into office. I know that sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't. Not to me.
But I'm going to tell you, if he has his fingers on the button,
we're in big trouble.
Society, yeah. We are going to be in serious
trouble. You have a lot more problems than heart attacks, that's for sure. It'll give you a heart attack.
We will all have it. We must come together. And part of that is well-being.
That's right. Well-being so you can think a little bit more clearly so you can make better decisions than what you've made so far when it comes to who you choose to run for office. And with that, Dr. Blackman, thank you so much for being on What's
thank
Inside you.
You,
Mind, Body,
and
Energy.
Part of the reason, the music and everything else, is about that world of play, of enjoyment that we must have.
Yes, we need it. We have more fun. We do.
Welcome.
So everybody,
anyway,
check out.
You.
You're welcome. And check it out, you guys. Dr. Blackman has Trump's Junk on YouTube. I'll put a link down there, too, so you can see that. Boy, multi-talented, multi-expressive. We're so glad that you had a chance to spend some time with us today. And thank you for taking some time out to listen to Mind, Body, Energy. What's Inside You? Mind, Body, Energy. This is Lennis from Praise Works and Wellness Woman 40 and Beyond, E! Magazine. We'll see you again next time.